see right through you.
Good morning, imposters, and welcome to Friday. That's right, we made it. You know, a lot has transpired since our last talk. We had a total eclipse of the sun, lost a few celebs along the way, OJ yesterday, and we survived tornado warnings in our area. If my mom was still alive, she'd probably say, these are signs of the last days. She may be right. However, many people have been saying that line for quite a while now. I'm at the point now, it's just going to happen. Almost like that old TV show where the guy says, it's a bird, it's a plane. And I'll say, no, it's not Superman, but our last day. Okay, I know that was corny, but I had to make you laugh. Well, those that could relate. The rest of you young people are probably looking that up right now on your phones. Where did she get that from? I don't remember that show, and you wouldn't, but it's okay. We still love you. By the way, we're almost halfway through April. Woop woop! Why do I say that? Well, I'm glad you asked. And I contemplate life when I realize we need another holiday this month. March and April are the longest months next to May. Well, May really is the long one of the longer months since it has 31 days in it. However, March and April don't have any holidays. There's one exception, Easter, which should be called Resurrection Day, but that's not our topic. I say that because we don't make it a holiday. It's not official like a government holiday where everybody's off, but President's Day is. Nothing against our presidents. I'm just trying to figure out when did they have more clout than the Most High. And there are some other holidays that make me scratch my head, but I don't care to elaborate on any of them right now. This holiday should be, the one I'm speaking of, should be on the third Monday of April, so we can have a three-day weekend, of course. Hear me out now. And some of y'all are all getting antsy, wondering what holidays this is going to be. The holiday should be called Just Because. Just because we need it. Now, I know all of you out there thinking, what in the what? I'm glad you are. Because this rolls right into our topic today. Make This Make Sense to Me, Part 2. Although I'm kidding about the holiday, we do need something until the next one comes up, especially for teachers dealing with kids in these last few days before school is out. I know some of you are saying, Kim, didn't y'all just have a spring break? We did, and we still have, seem like, 2.5 months left with your kids. My response is, your point? There are not enough tests out there to keep them occupied. Yet your kids come back from spring break tired. So many questions race through my mind when I hear these statements. I'm tired, yet it's first period. My response, do you rest over the break? Them, no response. They just give me a crazy stare. My response, I guess not, and I walk off. My mini, make this make sense to me. That's not the only crazy thing that I've experienced this past week. It's been the usual stuff, but it's always interesting. And interesting is probably the best word I'm going to use to keep this politically correct when someone asks you a stupid question. Now, don't get all offended out there in podcast land. These do exist, stupid questions. And they always make me say, make this make sense to me. I get home yesterday, minding my business, actually preparing for rehearsal, and this text comes in. My first question is, who is texting me and why? Don't you see me doing something? Of course you don't. Well, as I'm reading it, I realize they're texting me to ask me a question. The question went something like this. Do you know why Patrick wants to meet with me tomorrow? Now, I know y'all don't know who Patrick is. Well, let's say it's the superintendent. Now, if you're thinking, are you anything like me, born in the sun dates or the sun months, late July, you're probably a black and white person like myself. I had to read that message a few times. My mini was like, did you really just ask me that question? It's more like, how would I know? Why didn't you ask the source? That would make more sense. I don't work in that office. And so on, and so many questions raced in my mind. However, for some strange reason, I believe they really thought I had the answer or the inside scoop. If I did, I would probably kept that to myself and pop my popcorn and watch the show as it played out. There's too many things that happen daily that don't make sense to me. Yet society finds a way to justify them. Another is this, walk with me. I may step on a few toes here, but I'm in this store yesterday and I hear what sounds like a guy and a young woman talking. Well, I did look up and see what I perceive as a guy. The other person I was still am unsure about. Now, for the record, I have no problem with the LGBT society. What I do have a problem with is you dressing like the opposite sex, and I can't tell what you are, and you having a problem with me identifying what sex you are. In simple language, help me understand, why would you dress as the opposite sex if you don't want to have anything to do with them? That baffles me. Our society's money says, in God we trust. Do we? Yet there's still racism everywhere. I know a lot of you are going to debate this, but again, walk with me. We're walking slow this time. This past weekend was the end of the March Madness for the women's NCAA championship. My team, South Carolina, won the championship. Woo woo! Yet, yesterday, I was in another store. And I see a magazine with opposing team's number one player on the cover. Now, let me repeat. South Carolina won the championship. But Dawn Stanley wasn't on the cover, nor was her number one player. Iowa's number one player was there. Now, for the record, she is incredible. But make this make sense to me. Do we do that for the NFL or the NBA or the men's championship? I'll save you the trouble of answering. No, we don't. So, like my favorite line in this one movie that I've altered, close your eyes and imagine that the players on South Carolina were all white. Who do you think would have been on that cover if the players were not black or brown? I'm dropping the mic now. Have a great week, and once again, thanks for listening.